This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-463-5950. No, I'm sorry, it's 5956, 463-5956. The patient is Joanne, J-O-A-N, LeClaire, capital L, A, capital C, L A I R. Date of birth May 14th of 1951. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. LeClaire, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine, which was noted in June of 2021. In September of 2021, when it was rechecked, the creatinine level was 0.9 and was normal. And in June of 2021, it was 1.1 with GFR 49. Then November of 2022, creatinine was 1.3, GFR 44. March 3rd, 2023, creatinine 1.1 with GFR 54. And June 30th, creatinine 1.3 with GFR 44. The patient has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease currently. She does have a history of diabetes for many years that has been very well controlled, and also hypertension for at least 20 years. And that's also well controlled on three medium dose medications. Today, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. No shortness of breath, cough, or wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones or UTIs, minimal edema, and it is rare, no unusual rashes or lesions. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, controlled with diet and metformin, chronic depression, hypertension, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, currently hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and amaurosis fugus. I don't know how to spell that. Past surgical history, she's had a laparoscopic cholecystectomy, a DNC for fibroid tumor and dysfunctional uterine bleeding, and she has a permanent pacemaker due to the atrial fibrillation history. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, who is disabled, also has Alzheimer's, and he's on dialysis for end-stage renal failure, and she's a retired registered nurse. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, hypertension, lipid disorder, glaucoma, and depression. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Lovaza, 1 gram once a day, melatonin, 5 milligram at bedtime, vitamin D3, 2,000 units once a day, turmeric, twice a day, Theragun vitamins, T-H-E-R-A-G-R-A-N, like November, one daily, amitriptyline, 25 milligram at bedtime, Prilosec, 20 milligram daily, atenolol is 50 milligram daily, Synthroid, 25 microgram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Losartan, 50 milligram daily. Lipitor, 5 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Zoloft, 25 milligram daily. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Cinnamon, daily. And vitamin B6, 100 milligram once a day. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 64 inches, weight 207 pounds, pulse 68, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 70. Neck is supple, there is no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Pacemaker is non-tender. Abdomen, no ascites, no masses or enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, she's got a trace of pre-tibial edema bilaterally. Pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, creatinines were previously described, but June 30th of 2023, calcium 9.0, sodium 137, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide is 44. March 3rd, 2023, albumin 4.4, creatinine was 1.1, glucose 130, liver enzymes are normal. Her hemoglobin was 14.3 with a normal white count, normal platelets. November 7th, 2022, hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. TSH is 3.53. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was last done 9/27/2021. She has less than measurable amount of microalbumin. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding type 2 diabetes and hypertension. We are going to schedule her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and renal artery Doppler studies also. We're going to repeat our labs with the urinalysis and a repeat microalbumin to creatinine ratio as well as intact parathyroid hormone. She'll continue all routine medications, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with us in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.